You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's get some other reaction now to what the president said last night. As we remain on adjusted level 3, that means the ban on the sale of alcohol also remains in place. And we know there have been calls from the alcohol industry to reopen for at-home consumption. Let's speak to Patricia Pillay, the CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa. Patricia, thank you for your time today. What is your reaction to the president's decision to keep the ban in place?
Thanks, Mandy. Yeah, as you can imagine, you know, we are more than disappointed in terms of this announcement for various reasons. You know, one of them being that, as you know, normal, we're not consulted. We've asked time and again to be consulted, to be included in these discussions. There was, at the previous lockdown announcement, the day before, we were granted an audience with the Minister of Trade and Industry, Tourism, as well as Health, and still not privy to the announcement that was coming the next day. You know, so it's constantly this lack of transparency, this lack of willingness to work with the industry in coming up with solutions to deal with the various problems that are being highlighted.
We did hear from the president speaking about the impact on the trauma units, and that seems to be the motivation here. But do you feel that this needs to be counterbalanced by the impact on people in the industry who are losing incomes and livelihoods?
I think that there's another way also of looking at it, is that when you look at the holistic ban, it's also reducing mobility of people as well. And so with us being limited in terms of social gatherings, in terms of events, with our lockdown, we're not on the road. So it is bound to also affect the trauma unit. So I think that everything is being attributed to alcohol being banned, but I think we need to look deeper than this. So I think that a holistic approach needs to be adopted here and not just this blanket ban on alcohol.
And Patricia, we don't have a clear timeline from the president about when this could be reviewed again. What's your feeling around how long this ban could be in place?
You see, this is our biggest issue, is we've looked at the president's speech again. We've, you know, looked at the gazette that's being published, and there is absolutely no guideline given. What we've deduced is that it's when the numbers start reducing, but until we get a vaccine, there's just no certainty in terms of this happening anytime soon. So this could last until the end of the year. Now, does this mean that we'll be shut down as an industry? We already have seen 30% of the craft brewers that have collapsed. And these are small businesses that are impacted. You know, livelihoods of people that don't have this massive accounts that they can rely on and cash flow. Then we've also seen over 165,000 people already lost their jobs with the previous bans. And if you look at the time that we've got to trade, you know, I've worked it out. It's 3 months only in 2020 that we've actually been allowed to trade. So for us, in terms of this uncertainty, it really is unsustainable as an industry. Mm. We are going to see an industry collapse. And, you know, if you look at it, is that really what we want to see? What we want to see is bringing this vaccine into the country, being able to actually get people onto the vaccine and deal with this problem. We're focusing so much on this issue of blaming trauma units and blaming alcohol. And I would say, you know, using that as sort of your front line, when you look at the taxes that could have been collected by government, the loan that's been lost, we could have paid for all the vaccines for the country.
Patricia Pillay is the CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa. Thank you for your time.